السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, over the past 3 or 4 zikr programs that we have had, we have been discussing hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. Say Ameen. We all are in need of a change of heart. They say, "Oh Allah, change this heart of mine. The heart which is filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with anger, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Oh Allah, change this heart of mine. This heart which is sinking in the ocean of ghaflat, of negligence. Ya Allah, change this heart. Oh Allah, change it with your fazl. I have tried many times, but I seem to be failing. I make tawbah, I break my tawbah. Ya Allah, I am in need of your fazl, your grace, your mercy, your ihsan, your kindness, your compassion, for a change of this heart." Now, if the person asks this from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with sincerity, and he goes on begging and goes on asking, then inshallah a day will come when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless him with a change of heart. But then for everything there is a means. If the person speaks to his cardiologist and the cardiologist does the scan and does all the tests and then says that definitely you need a heart transplant because your heart is so badly damaged that now nothing will repair, no kind of medication will help, you definitely and seriously have to consider a heart transplant. So if this person really wants a heart transplant, then he cannot ask that cardiologist to do that on the street while she's walking. He says, "Look, I won't do anything because I don't have the time to come to the hospital and I'm not prepared to undergo the surgery. And I've also heard that people have to stay in the hospital for almost a month or two after that and there could be even some rejection of tissues. So therefore, what I want is you must give me the heart transplant. But I'm not going to come to the surgery too, and I'm not going to sleep in the hospital, and I'm not going to be submitting myself to your knife. Whilst I'm walking about carrying on with my enjoyment, entertainment and business. On the street, you must just change my heart. Now, do you think that it will ever help? Or can that ever succeed? That person will have to submit himself. That person will have to be prepared for that operation. He will have to be prepared for that surgery. And then that cardiologist also will keep in touch with him. That as soon as I get somebody's heart which I can transplant, then I will do so. And at that time you will have to come immediately. It's not a question of then you will think whether you want to have it or not. Because when I've got the heart, it has to be transplanted immediately. So we'll follow all the usools of that heart transplant. Now here we are saying, oh Allah, give us a transplant of this heart. The spiritual condition of our heart is terrible. It is so badly damaged that medication does not seem to be helping. All the waaz, all the nasihat, all the bayans don't seem to be really helping. All the hadiths we listen to, all the Quranic verses we listen to don't seem to be helping. So I really need a change of heart. So now, if that person is really serious about it, then he has to go in that direction also. Now, what could be a better month for operation than the month of Ramadan? What could be a better month? We can't think of any better month for this operation and for this heart transplant than the month of Ramadan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought us very close to it. We were discussing the same heart transplant all along, and Allah ta'ala brought us there now, that if you're really serious about this heart transplant, then this month of Ramadan I'm giving you for this operation, for this surgery and for this transplant. But you will have to make that effort to get to the hospital. Spend your time in the masjid, spend the time in good environment, spend the time in dini activity, spend the time in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, spend the time in zikrullah. But stay away from the environment of sins. Because although the shayateen are chained, but the nafs is with everybody. And also shaitan has given such a boost and such a kick that this person will continue throughout the month sinning. Wow. Like sometimes there are this train coaches, then this engine gives it such a push that it carries on for 2-3 kilometers after that if it's a straight line. Or the spaceship, it is given a boost and once it takes off, then it carries on and on. So like that for the 11 months, shaitan gave us such a kick that now we carry on and on with all the same sins in the month of Ramadan too. And he stays outside and watches. Or if he's in Jahannam, then he's waiting to come out. It reminds me that as a Shaykh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says in the olden days, the travel to Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa, they didn't have buses, trucks, nothing. They had mules, donkeys, 50, 60, 100 donkeys, well trained. And they were what we may term as the transport to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. So he says they were so well trained that the 50 hajis or 60 or 100 in a group, they will take one mule, and then the owner, he will give one leader or the leader of the mules one kick. So the first stop used to be Mina. See, they were so well trained that the first stop will be Mina. Then he gives it another one kick from Mina, then second stop in Arafat. And when they're over with Arafat, then all get together, climb onto the mules and board your flight, and one kick again, next stop is Muzdalifa. So like that, shaitan gives us such a kick and such a boot that we go on and on and on. So this month of Ramadan is for this change of heart that we are repeatedly asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh Allah, change the condition of my heart. How long am I going to walk on the surface of this earth with this dirty, filthy heart? Ya Allah, my heart is very badly damaged spiritually. There seems to be no life left in it. Medication which does not seem to be helping. So now we are seeking from you, O Allah, a transplant. If man can transplant hearts, Ya Allah, why cannot you transplant a spiritually fit and a healthy heart? But then, as I explained, that for the surgery the person has to go. And here Allah Ta'ala is giving us a Mubarak month. And he changed the shayateen up so that it makes it easy for us, that now we just have to fight one enemy, that is the nafs. And that becomes extremely easy. And then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and His mercy and His forgiveness and everything in the month of Ramadan. So if we are really serious about this transplant, then we have to make use of this golden opportunity which is coming. Let us plan our Ramadan. Stay away from all kinds of sins and all kind of haram. Then the rest of the year also it will become very, very easy. There's no such thing as going and passing time, television for passing time, playing cards for passing time, going to other haram places to pass time. If the person is tired, go and sleep. But let us undergo this operation. Allah is giving us a whole month. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Oh Allah, how long am I going to pass my life in nothing but sins, nothing but evil, nothing but haram, nothing but disobedience? How long am I going to pass my life in this manner? I am seeing janazas leaving different homes, different areas, and not one or two. Nowadays we are hearing of hundreds of janazas, thousands of janazas, and sometimes there's no time to prepare janazas also. Mass graves. So Ya Allah, how long am I going to pass my life in sins? Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Oh Allah, change this road of mine. It's not a good road. It's a road full of danger. It's a road in which there is nothing but disaster and destruction. Ya Allah, change this direction of mine. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Like a person is being warned that look, on this road there are lions, there are cheetahs, there are wolves, or there are big pythons and big cobras and big scorpions, so don't take this route. Or there are hijackers that are hiding in the bush there, so please take the other road. So which sensible person will then take that road? If a person is told that look, this road that you are taking, I've just seen people with AK-47s, they are hiding there in the bush, then will that person go in that direction? So that life which is going to end, for the security and protection of that life, if we are prepared to change that route, then that soul which is not going to end at all, that life of the hereafter which is not going to end at all, and who has warned us? Nobody else but Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No one else but Allah Ta'ala Himself. That look, if you take this road here, then it will take you to Jannat, it will take you to bliss, it will take you to happiness, it will take you to my pleasure, it will bring you the best of everything. And if you take the other road, then it's going to take you to hellfire, it is going to take you to disaster. So the people who are warning us also, one is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can be more truthful than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Whose word can be more truthful than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's word? And on the other hand is Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was a Sadiq Al-Ameen. Who could be more truthful than him? So if we are prepared to believe those who could be even speaking lies, if they are telling us don't take that road, then they could be even speaking lies, but we will believe them. But we are not prepared to believe Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there's a golden opportunity that is coming, and that is the month of Ramadan, for this change of direction and the change of life that we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for. We are saying change that road of mine, so Allah Ta'ala is giving us an opportunity to change that road. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. In one of the programs when I read this, then one mother informed me that her 12-year-old son and another 9-year-old, says for one solid hour almost in the car on the return, they were reading hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Those masoom children who do not even have any sins, if they can be for 1 hour reciting and asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we who have sinned so much, who have erred so much, who have disobeyed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much, how much we should be begging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh Allah, change the condition of my heart. We should take a lesson from those masoom children. So he says, Sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein, oh Allah, in the beating of my heart, I hear your name. Every time my heart beats, it thumps with Allah, Allah, Allah. I mentioned this last week also, that the person, it does not mean he's now not going to be able to go to work, or he cannot marry, or he cannot bring up his children, or he cannot joke, he cannot laugh, he cannot eat, he cannot drink, because all the time he has to make Allah, Allah. All it means is simply this, that in every action of his life, he first questions, is my Allah pleased with this or displeased? Is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy with this or unhappy? Simply he asks this question. After that he jokes, he eats, he laughs, he drinks, he walks, he talks, he conducts his business, he marries, he studies, he does everything. Now what can be more simpler than that? And now he will really enjoy, he'll get true enjoyment, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will now become pleased and he'll give him happiness in everything. Wherever there is a dispute between two parties, wherever there is a problem in a home, then there's always one party which is zalim. And because of the zulm of that person, sometimes the one individual suffers, sometimes a whole home suffers, and sometimes a whole family and society suffers because of the zulm. But if every person had made an effort to bring about a total change and reformation of the condition of his heart, then our whole society would be a society of peace and happiness. There's always zulm which leads to problems. So the person is saying, oh Allah, with every beating of my heart, with every beat of my heart, there must be nothing but Allah, Allah. Maza ajaye maula dil badal de. Oh Allah, there's such enjoyment, because Allah Ta'ala is the one who puts happiness into hearts. And He who is the creator of happiness, He is the creator of the beauty of the world, He who is the creator of everything in which we find some kind of enjoyment, halal enjoyment. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is the creator of that. So when His name will come into the heart, then you have got in a capsule form the enjoyment of both the worlds in the heart. The capsule is a very small thing that the doctors give. But we know that that small little capsule, what it does to the body of a human being. Sometimes it puts him off to sleep totally, and it's just a small little capsule. Sometimes it takes him on such a high that he does not even know whether he's coming or going. What is doing all that? It's that same little capsule. Changing of conditions within the body of a person is all coming about with that tiny little capsule. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also in this name of His, Allah, it is a capsule. And when the person takes this capsule, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings such changes within his heart, but the conditions have to be met. That capsule must be taken, but the conditions have to be met. The person must make tawbah from sins. The person must take it with sincerity. The person must take it with the azmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then just that one Allah will take him to a height which is unimaginable. In a capsule form, Allah Ta'ala will give him the happiness of both the worlds, not one world. So he says, Maza aajaye maula dil badal de, O Allah, change the condition of my heart so that I get an enjoyment in taking your name. If a person is suffering from malaria and you give him very delicious and tasty biryani also, he says there's no taste in it. The person is suffering from jaundice, he gets no taste in his food. The person is suffering from different kinds of sicknesses, he says that no, there's no taste, no enjoyment. Why? Because the body is unable to appreciate. It is sick. So like that, we are spiritually so sick. Our namazas are not right. Our zikr, our tilawat, our dealings, our muasharat, our akhlaq. Nothing seems to be right and we want enjoyment. Where will the enjoyment come from? But again, nothing to lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has put it into our hearts that we are coming to this type of majlises because we want a change of direction of our lives. It is Allah Ta'ala who is giving us the tawfiq that you want it, now go. And now I'm going to give you a whole month again. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on whatever we hear. Karun mein qurban apni sari khushiyan, karun qurban apni sari khushiyan, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de, tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de. Hata loon aankh apni maa siwa se, jiyun mein tere khatir dil badal de. Inshallah, we will continue if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives life in the month of Ramadan. So this is what we are begging Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for. And we must have great hope. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, na'uzu billah, is not zalim. And Allah Ta'ala is the most forgiving, most merciful. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants that we must be sincere in this seeking. And as I just explained, that sincerity in seeking means that we must also go in that direction.
Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, yeh chahein sab mere irade. Bohat dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Bohat dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. او اللہ where can I conceal my heart from you. یا اللہ you are well aware that how dirty and filthy my heart is. Each and every one of us should look into our hearts.
we know what the condition of our hearts are. So place it before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Say, Ya Allah, this is the condition of my heart, but I'm placing it before you. Oh Allah, change this heart. Ya Allah, the cardiologists of this world, they cannot do any kind of transplant of this heart. Ya Allah, it is only out of your mercy, your fazal, your mashiyat and your ihsan that tazkiyah of our hearts can take place.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera, gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera, gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera.
Every hair of my body, O Allah, is immersed in the ocean of sins.
Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera.
O Allah, these are the last days of my life. Make good the future of my life now, O Allah.
Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera.
Oh Allah, I must not die in the love of a bottle of wine, or in the love of some drugs, or in the love of some illicit haram woman. Oh Allah, I must not die in the love of some cinema or theater or casino. Oh Allah, let me live now in your love, and let me die in your love.
Amen.
Love of yours and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahun mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah
illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, unke naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim khalilullah. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyasal mustaghithin, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Zalamna Anfusana Wa In Lam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin. Ay Allah, ay mere Rahim Allah, ay mere Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, my merciful Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, we have done injustice upon our own souls. Oh my beloved Allah, we have done injustice upon our own souls. And oh Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, then we will be from those that face destruction. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Because you are a Kareem Allah and you dearly love forgiveness. You dearly love giving. Oh Allah, if we do not beg of you become angry and displeased. Ya Allah, human beings become angry and displeased if we beg of them. But if we don't beg of you become displeased. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, we confess, O my Allah, before you, that our hearts are filthy and dirty. Ya Allah, they are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy, with jealousy, with pride, with arrogance. Our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, we are confessing before you that each and every hair of our body is immersed in the ocean of sins. Ey mere pyare Khuda, we are drowning in the ocean of sins. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, we confess, O my beloved Allah, that we have disobeyed you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout our lives. Ya Allah, which action of deed of ours has been with ikhlas, with sincerity, and in accordance with your azmat, O my beloved Allah. But O my Allah,
At the same time, we are grateful to you. Make your shukr over Allah. Unlimited shukr that you gave us the tawfiq of extending our hands and begging before you. If it had not been for your kindness and for your tawfiq, O Allah, we do not know in which cinema we could have been at this part of the time. We do not know we could have been watching which dirty, filthy film this part of the night. We do not know which porn site we could have been glued to this part of the night. We do not know, Allah, in which clubhouse and rave club we could have been at this part of the night. Oh Allah, we do not know, if it had not been for your tawfiq to bring us here, that in which area we would have been popping drugs into our mouths. Hey, where Allah, we do not know where we would have been if it had not been for your fazl and ihsan. Allah, this is an indication and a sign that you want to forgive us. Ya Allah, if it had not been your desire to forgive us, you would not have conveyed us to a majlis of tawbah. Ey mere pyare khuda, now that you have brought us to this majlis of tawbah, we are begging you for forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful. And we have believed in you as a forgiving Allah, as a most merciful Allah. Oh Allah, we have believed in you as our Khaliq, as our Malik. Our lives are in your hands. Oh Allah, our lives are in your hands. Our sight in your hands. Our hearing, our speech in your hands. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Ya Allah, nothing is in our control. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not even know whether we will survive the next second. Ey mere pyare khuda, therefore we are begging that forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, nothing else has gathered us here except that we want forgiveness of our sins. For we know that when we get forgiveness of sins, then our lives will become peaceful, full of happiness and contentment and satisfaction. Ey Allah, the condition of our hearts will then change. Ya mere pyare khuda, ey mere rahim Allah, ey mere kareem Allah, ey mere maaf karne wale Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth as hypocrites? How long are we going to spend the rest of our lives in areas of sin and disobedience? Mere Allah, our hearts have gone beyond repair. Ya Allah, medication does not seem to be helping our hearts anymore. What we need is a complete transplant, oh my Allah. Transplant a healthy spiritual heart. Ey mere pyare khuda, if man has learned the art of transplanting physical hearts, ey Allah, what is it difficult for you who is the creator of hearts to transplant a spiritual heart? Mere Allah, the heart of the awliya-e siddiqeen, the heart of your great friends and walis. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you? Mere Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, such a large crowd from different parts, oh my beloved Allah. They have traveled distances of more than 2-3 hours, some of them, and have come here. Mere Allah, we are begging of you that, oh Allah, accept their little sacrifices. And oh Allah, forgive each and every one. Ya Allah, give us long life so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with a life of zuhud, with a life of taqwa, with a life of piety, with a life of righteousness. Ya Allah, bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ey mere pyare khuda, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, you blessed us with such a great gift of sight. We used our sight for so much of haram. You blessed us with hearing. We used it for so much of haram. You blessed us with speech, O Allah. We used our tongues for so much of haram speech. Allah, you blessed us with health. We used our health in all the wrong places. But oh my beloved Allah, the Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming. Allah, already in the atmosphere we can sense the barakat of Ramadan. Allah, the fragrance of Ramadan can already be smelt in the air. Ay mere pyare Khuda, forgive each and every one of us. Let us enter into the month of Ramadan clean and pure hearted. Ya Allah, bless us with clean and pure hearts in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, bless us with good health in the month of Ramadan. Bless us with the tawfiq to abstain from everything that is haram and forbidden in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, when we are staying away from that which is halal, because it is your order. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to stay away from everything that you have prohibited. Give us the himmat to spend our Ramadan in zikr, in tilawat, in your ibadat, and in everything that is permissible. Oh my beloved Allah, but keep us away from everything that is haram and forbidden. Mere pyare Khuda, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of Nahal nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Hey Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements, whether we are going to cinemas or theaters or casinos or popping drugs or having bottles of wine in our hands or committing adultery or fornication? Oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of everything that we are doing. Ya Allah, but it is a rope that you give us. Ya Allah, it is your compassion. Oh Allah, you give us a chance to make tawbah. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. Ya Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, the entire ummah is suffering in the world today because of sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that because of our sins, we are suffering everywhere in the world. Mere Khuda, we are seeing the disasters with our own eyes. We are seeing the murders and killings and witnesses to them. Oh my Allah, we are witnessing massacres upon massacres. But oh Allah, still we do not get the tawfiq to make our namazes 5 times a day. We do not get the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan. Oh Allah, witnessing everything, but still we do not give our zakat as it should be given. Those on whom hajj is farz, oh Allah, so many thousands over the world are not prepared to go for hajj. Ey mere pyare Khuda, witnessing the massacres over the world, but oh Allah, we cannot seem to give up our drink, our wine, our adultery, our fornication, our filthy movie viewing. Oh my Allah, tonight we are making tawbah. We do not want to return to those sins, or why else would we have come here and raised our hands before you? Ya Allah, we do not want to return to those sins, but we want himmat and courage, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us courage like lions against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, how long are they going to drag us in the gutters? Ey very Allah, we have been chained by nafs and shaitan. They drag us wherever they wish, O my Allah. O my Allah, release us from every bondage and chain. The only chain that you must bind us to, O my Allah, is the chain of your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, let there be no other chain that binds us except the chains of your muhabbat and your love, and the muhabbat and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless us with the taat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere pyare Khuda, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed every week, oh Allah, twice he is informed of the condition of his ummah. Ya Allah, when it is presented before him that your ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummah for whom you were stoned in Taif, in Uhud, that ummah for whom you were ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years in Shaab ibn Abi Talib, where the time came to chew leather for survival and chew leaves of trees for survival. That ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayers. That ummah today in casinos, in discos, in cinemas, in theaters. That ummah brags about their sins. The ummah advertises their sins. That ummah's youth in drugs, in drink, in wine and in women. Ay Allah, the ummah's women, no sharm, no haya left and no modesty left anymore. Ay Allah, when he's informed that just a few meters from your haram, just a few meters from your Mubarak Roza and resting place, the filthiest of films can be seen on the television. The filthiest of magazines can be read in the hotel rooms. Ay Allah, when he's informed that there are so many in Makkah and Madina Sharif that don't come for the Salat. Mere Pyare Allah, when he is informed of
that in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, there are thousands of them who shave their beards and think nothing of it. Ay mere Allah. When he is informed of the condition of his ummah, how much of pain and injury it must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We who claim to be ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us hidayat to obey him, to follow him, to love him. Ey mere pyare khuda. In his time the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara troubled him. Aaj hum ummati ho karke nabiye paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko sata rahe hai. Mere Allah, we are troubling my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh Allah, he was rahmatul lil alameen. And oh Allah, you are ghafoorul raheem. Ey mere pyare khuda, humare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Ey Allah, humari zindagi mein inqilab paida kar de. Allah, remove malice, greed, pride from our hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of ibadat. Ey Allah, this is the last program of Zikr Majlis before the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, let us put a full stop to all sins tonight. Ya Allah, let us commit no more sins anymore. Accidentally, if some sin is committed, give us the tawfiq of plenty of tawbah and istighfar. Ya Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of tilawat. Allah, the enemies of Islam have all gathered. Allah, it is our mistake, our error, our fault that we have not presented Islam to them. They haven't seen Islam, oh my beloved Allah, in our lives. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless them with hidayat, bless them with iman and Islam. But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar because of their obstinacy, oh my Allah, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Allah, let the earthquakes destroy their homes. Oh my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath the feet of their forces. Oh my beloved Allah, create disunity amongst their ranks and coalitions. Ay Allah, destroy their coalitions. And ay mere pyare khuda, send the gale force winds as you send. Ay Allah, at the time of Khandaq. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Hum kamzor ho gaye. Tu to kamzor nahi hua. Mere Allah, you haven't become weak. We have gone weak. Allah, give us strength. Ya Allah, give us strength. Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal sustenance and remove their financial difficulties. Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Ay Allah, whatever difficulty, problems, whoever in the ummah is facing, oh Allah, remove their difficulties. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, accept all the works of deen which are taking place. Sab kaamon ko qubool farma. Tamam kaamon ko qubool farma. Kaam karne walon ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. اے اللہ تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما, دار العلوموں کی محنت قبول فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے مشائخ کی اور خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما. اے اللہ جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ ایک دن اس دنیا کو چھوڑ کر جانا ہے. یا اللہ a day is going to come in our lives when these eyes of ours will shut. Oh by Allah, we will see no more except the angels of death. Ay Allah, our tongues will wag no more. Ay Allah, our ears will not be able to listen to the filthy music anymore. Our eyes will not be able to watch the filthy porn movies anymore. Ay mere pyare khuda, our hands will move no more. Our feet will walk no more. Ay Allah, the rings will be removed from the fingers. The watches will be removed from the wrists. Ey mere pyare khuda, so much so that even false teeth will be removed from the mouths. Mere Allah, if the clothes are tight fitting, scissors will be put through our clothes. Mere Allah, our bodies will be turned left, right, and in whichever way the people giving ghusl will desire. Mere Allah, before that time of helplessness comes, Ey Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured over our bodies, Oh Allah, Give us the tawfiq of pouring the water of tawbah over our hearts. O Allah, before the garment of kafan is given over our body, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, in fornication, in popping drugs, or drinking wine or alcohol, or in a casino, or in a disco, or courting, O Allah, in a haram way. O my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action and deed. O Allah, people are dying suddenly in different places and different areas. Some are dying, O Allah, in escort agencies and prostitute quarters. Some are dying committing adultery. Some are dying, O Allah, popping drugs. Some are dying with bottles of wine in their hands. Ay Allah, when the time of our death comes, then take us to Medina Sharif. Bless us with shahadat in Medina Sharif. Ay Allah, bless us with shahadat in Medina Sharif. Ay Allah, Rasul-e-Faq, his entire life he made duas for us. Ay Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, wives and children in the ummah with all that goodness. And from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect each and every one of us. Ya Allah, Huzur-e Paak Surasam ke sadqa tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, our students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examination. Make them assets for our community. O Allah, bless them with hidayat. Protect them from all the fitnas at the schools and the colleges. Ey mere pyare khuda, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ہم گندے ہیں لیکن قبول فرما. ہم ناپاک اور نالائق اور سیاہکار ہیں لیکن قبول فرما. Because there is no other door for us, O Allah, that we can tap. There is no other home for us that we can beg. Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں. تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين